Croquet is a fun and engaging game, and that it can be enjoyed by many, many people of all ages and all skills. It combines strategy, skill, and a little bit of luck. October is Seniors Month, so why not combine the two? Let's have a chat with Joan Gibson. She's the president of the Bribie Island Croquet Club on 101.5 this morning. Good morning, Joan, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Rosemary. Pleasure to be here.
Joan, tell us, what is happening at the Bribie Island Croquet Club this October for Seniors Month?
Okay, on Saturday the 25th, we're having a free morning tea for people who would like to come. Some fun games, an introduction to croquet, some fun games, prizes, etc., and hopefully a lot of fun. The day has been funded by the Queensland Government and Council on the Ageing, and no need to bring anything except wear covered shoes and a hat. Everything else is provided.
Well, that sounds pretty good. Now, Joan, croquet might sort of bring to mind lawn parties and white clothes, but I imagine it's changed quite a bit in recent years. What are some of the modern games? What's it actually look like, and what makes it such a great activity for seniors in particular?
Yes, it has the image of, or it comes across as being genteel, but I can tell you it's not always quite so genteel when you're playing. The original form of croquet is association, and over the years there's been other versions or other disciplines developed that are shorter and faster to appeal to a wider audience. But all forms of croquet are ideal for older people, and I guess that Australia in particular has an old age profile for people playing croquet. And part of the reason for that is it's a low-impact sport but provides good exercise. You're outdoors, it's a social environment, and it's tactical. So you're keeping up your mental skills as well as deriving physical benefits. But I think one of the biggest aspects of croquet is it's challenging, and this appeals to any age. And in the recent Australian Golf Croquet Championships, which were held at the Hunter Valley a few weeks ago, the age of competitors ranged from the low 20s to the mid 80s. And I can't think of another sport where that spectrum of ages can play at an elite level.
Sounds pretty amazing to me, and how good that the younger people are taking it as well. Now, come back to our come and try day, Joan. If somebody discovers that they love the game, what does membership at the Bribie Island Croquet Club look like? And it's a fairly active club, I believe, and you play regularly. What about social events, Joan? Tell us there.
Yeah, we play socially and competitively, so there's room there for people who just want to just play for the enjoyment, as well as those who are into the competitive environment. We have social occasions at the club on a regular basis. A typical week we have 7 organised play sessions, and members can play outside those sessions if they wish. We have competitions with other clubs, both at Bribie, and we travel to other clubs for competitions. And we have what we call gala days, which are really where other clubs can come and play with us at Bribie, and it sits somewhere in between a social game and a full-on competition for those that aren't yet ready or don't wish to be engaged in full-on competition but wish to play with other club members.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the last thing, and it's which I found really attractive, is you get the opportunity to go on tours. There are travel agents who put together packages designed around typical tourist activities, but also playing croquet. So you can get to play in other countries, other regions of Australia, and do the touristy bit as well.
Sounds pretty good to me. Now, Joan, for anybody listening who thinks, oh, this sounds good, it could be me, I wouldn't mind trying croquet, what are the details and what exactly is the Come and Try Day? And do people need to book ahead, or can they just rock up on the day?
Yes, firstly, the primary focus of the Come and Try Day is to have fun and to meet new people. You don't need to book, just come. It starts at 10 o'clock. For those that do enjoy croquet or the games that are played on the day, they can follow up with us. We have community coaching where Any individual interested in learning croquet can have 6 free coaching lessons in a small group. We also have programs that we offer through U3A, one aimed at absolute beginners and one aimed at those who've gone through the absolute beginners course but want to extend a bit. Mm-hmm. And then when you become if you become a member of the club, we have a phased introduction. We don't like to just throw people in the deep end where they feel a bit daunted by the prospect of going straight in and playing with experienced players.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Now, listen, you better tell us what date this Come and Try Day is on, Jane.
Yeah, that would help.
Yeah.
It's Saturday, October the 25th. Starts at 10. Okay. And we'll go probably till 2:30 at the most, but as long as people want to have fun and hang around and hopefully win some prizes and raffles.
Sounds pretty good to me. So that's October the 25th, and that's a Saturday. So get over to Bribey and do that. And look, if you're looking for a new activity or an opportunity to find some new social connections, Bribey Island Croquet Club is the one. Come and Try Day, it's a perfect opportunity. Joan Gleeson, President of the Bribey Island Croquet Club, thank you for joining us here and keeping our community connected and Joan informed. So you can get all these details again on the 101.5 FM website and click on podcast and get ready to have a great day out. Thank you, Joan. Lovely talking to you.
Thank you, Rosemary.